Zionism's aims in Palestine, its deeply held conviction that the land of Israel belonged exclusively to the Jewish people as a whole, and the idea of Palestine's, quote, civilizational barrenness, unquote, or quote-unquote emptiness, against the background of European imperialist ideologies, all converged in a logical conclusion that the native population should make way for the newcomers. The idea that the Palestinian Arabs must find a place for themselves elsewhere was articulated early on. Indeed, the founder of the movement, Theodor Herzl, provided an early reference to transfer even before he formally outlined his theory of Zionist rebirth in his Judenstadt. An 1895 entry in his diary provides an embryonic form, many of the elements that were to be demonstrated repeatedly in the Zionist quest for solutions to the quote-unquote Arab problem. The idea of dealing with state governments over the heads of the indigenous population, Jewish acquisition of property that would be inalienable, quote-unquote Hebrew land and quote-unquote Hebrew labor, and the removal of the native population. Thus, contemplating the transition from a, quote, society of Jews, unquote, to statehood, he wrote on 12 June 1895, quote, "When we occupy the land, we shall bring immediate benefits to the state that receives us. We must expropriate gently the private property on the estates assigned to us. We shall try to spare the penniless population across the border by procuring employment for it in the transit countries, while denying it any employment in our own country. The property owners will come over to our side. Both the process of expropriation and the removal of the poor must be carried out discreetly and circumspectly. Let the owners of a movable property believe that they are cheating us, selling us something far more than they are worth. But we are not going to sell them anything back." Unquote. Israel Zengel was one of the strongest proponents of transferring the native population out of Palestine. In the same April 1905 talk in Manchester, in which he outlined the demographic situation, he went on to draw an obvious conclusion. Given that Palestine was, quote, "already twice as thickly populated as the United States," unquote, and given that, quote, "not 25% of them are Jews," unquote, quote, "we must be prepared either to drive out by the sword the Arab tribes in possession, as our forefathers did, or to grapple with the problem of a large alien population, mostly Mohammedan, and accustomed for centuries to despise us," unquote. Zengel held firm to this idea in the years that followed, couching his arguments for transfer in pragmatic and geopolitical terms. In a conversation during the summer of 1916 with Vladimir Jabotinsky, who later founded Revisionist Zionism, the forerunner of the present-day Likud, Zengel argued that the removal of Arabs from Palestine to make room for the settlement of Europe's Jewish masses was a precondition for the fulfillment of Zionism. When Jabotinsky pointed out that the Arabs would never evacuate the land of their birth voluntarily, Zengel replied that the Zionist enterprise should be part of a new world order in which there could be no place for sentimental argument. While Zengel was particularly frank in his calls for the removal of the Arab population, others expressed the same ideas in euphemistic, discreetly formulated terms, stressing the peaceful nature of the operation that would be initiated by Zionist land acquisition and economic incentives. For example, Arthur Ruppin, a socialist whose pioneering role in promoting Jewish settlement and land acquisition makes him a pivotal figure in Zionism, proposed in a May 1911 memorandum to the Zionist executive, the executive organ of the Zionist organization, quote, "a limited population transfer," unquote, of the Arab peasants from Palestine to the northern Syrian districts of Aleppo and Homs. Some years later, in 1930, after Rabin had resigned from Brit Shalom in the wake of the intercommunal disturbances of 1929, he wrote that dispossession and displacement of Arab farmers was inevitable because, quote, "land is the most vital condition for our settlement in Palestine. But since there is hardly any land which is worth cultivating that is not already being cultivated, it is found that wherever we purchase land and settle it, by necessity, its present cultivators are turned away. In the future, it will be much more difficult to purchase land, as sparsely populated land hardly exists. What remains is densely Arab-populated land," unquote. Another socialist Zionist who supported the transfer idea was Nahman Sirkin, the ideological founder of socialist Zionism, and considered an important influence in the whole range of Yishuv labor parties since the second decade of the 20th century,